Our scripture reading today is found inside your order of service. Just a few verses from John's Gospel, the 10th chapter. On Wednesday morning and Thursday morning, we'll look at more of John's Gospel, the 10th chapter. But for today, just want us to focus on these three verses. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Now that's God's word for God's people. May He add His blessing to us as we meditate upon it today. Now, when us preacher types get together, as we did out in San Antonio last week, that's where I got the hat, by the way, in San Antonio. We often talk about stuff like, oh, well, how many do you have in your congregation and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of times this question comes up. How often does your congregation celebrate the Lord's Supper? And a growing number, believe it or not, even of Presbyterians are celebrating the Lord's Supper every week. Most Protestant denominations observe this sacrament once a month, usually on the first Sunday. And then there are the congregations like ours that are very traditional, and we celebrate the sacrament once a quarter, usually on the first Sunday of the quarter, which is today. And that means that today is one of 4 days in all the year when the vast majority of Christians all over the country, indeed all over the world, come together around a common table. This is a day for us to celebrate not only our communion, our connection to Christ, but also the fact that we are one with one another. And that's why this is called World Communion Sunday. And isn't that what Jesus told us in today's passage as well? Now, He first spoke these words to one specific ethnic group, the Jews, who up to that time had been the sole recipients of God's grace. But Jesus said He had other sheep who were not of that fold. Other people who were scattered across space and time. People from every tribe and tongue and nation. Jesus said some of those people, whom the Jews called Gentiles or the Goyim, the other nations, He said some of those people would become part of His fold, His flock. And how would that happen? How would people from all of those other nations become part of the flock of Jesus Christ? Jesus said we would hear His voice. Jesus said He would know us and we would know Him. In other words, it's our relationship with Christ that joins us together, that makes us the people of God. And as we listen and as we believe God's word, as we trust Him to tell us the truth, we are drawn into that relationship, into the flock of God. So what is it that God tells us? What does He tell us in this passage? What is this truth that we need to believe? Jesus said, "I lay down my life for the sheep." I lay down my life for the sheep. That's the amazing truth that is demonstrated on the cross. That's the truth Jesus teaches at this table. For it doesn't matter how good we think we are. It doesn't matter what we may want to believe about ourselves. The fact is, we're all sinners. We're all rebels against God's righteous rule in one way or another. We're all deserving of the death penalty for high treason against our Lord and our King, who commanded us to love Him with all that we are and all that we have. And we're all holding out on Him. But the good news is that Jesus Himself laid down His life for the sheep. For all those who hear His voice, for all those who trust in Him, the good news is that Jesus paid the death penalty that all of us owe. He died so that we might live. He gave up His life so that we might be His own, one of His, just as He is belonging to the Father. He is one with the Father. But Jesus made this supreme sacrifice also so that we might all be the sheep of one fold. We might all be one with one another. So on this World Communion Sunday, that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the amazing fact we're all joined to Christ by faith. Now, I know we have two congregations here because this is a joint service of First Pres Port Gibson and Yaquina Presbyterian Church. We got folks who aren't belonging to either of those congregations. We got one from Alexandria. We got one from Texas. We got a couple from Vicksburg. We've got, who else we got here? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to miss somebody if I name it. Try to name everyone, so I'm not going to try to do it. Flo knows I can't count. But every single person here, no matter what congregation you're part of, you're part of the body of Christ. So on this World Communion Sunday, let us celebrate our participation in that body of Christ. Let's celebrate our participation in the Engage 2025 project. Now think about that. We're preaching the gospel. These ladies are going to go and they're going to preach the gospel. They're going to go halfway around the world so that others who speak a different language can become part of the flock of Jesus Christ. So let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate our connection. Let's celebrate that all of us have one good shepherd who has given his life for us.